All right, folks, so this one's going to be an interesting one. Yeah, sorry about the chair yet again. All right, so I was sitting here watching, of all things, Harry Potter. And this news bulletin or this information flash came to mind. The question about where we're heading for our future. Where are we going to go? Technocracy. One of the problems with some of the fear that people are in podcasts are talking about is the severity of the perception of maximum technocracy. And I don't really see that happening. There will be some computers involved in our future, absolutely. One of the movies that will become true, but in a, if I were to give it a percentage, I'd say 10 to 15% of the people out there in the world will have one of these, and the movie I'm referring to is iRobot with Will Smith. It's just people, there are some going to be some people who will resist having that a robot in the house. Most likely it'll be humanoid in appearance, but not human looking. I think if it were to be human looking on a standardized mass scale production, that might cause a number of people to become very insecure within the household. So I think the standard mass produced one will have a very generic look to it, if not a type of thing where the front face is more like a screen than a actual human looking face. But there will be lines of robots that are going to become available. It's just, that's the way it's going to be. They will be available for a not mass production on a gigantic scale, but you can order one for yourself. And it will be ready within a few days. Like, let's say, from the movie with Robin Williams and Bicentennial Man. It's kind of along that lines where it'll be a little bit more of a human-looking face. But I think that that's going to be closer to the reality of what we will see within probably a few years. We will, with the fear though, that about the people who see the technocracy more as a highly potential evil thing, I'm going to say that there's going to be a build up where they're going to, you know, there'll be so many that are available, and then at some point there will just be a kind of a a notion or a predefined automatic adoption of a certain amount of both the mass production neutral faced for families who just want to use them for mediocrity or mundane services of any kind, and then even less so for the production of robots that have other capabilities, including pleasure. That will become actually a little bit more common, but it'll be also, it will be considered to be, people will be they will be respected a little bit better because they won't be having random sex with people. It's like in the world of hookers, male or female, I don't even remember the word for the male hooker, but anyways, those I think are gonna, you're gonna see that service will be shifted over more and more towards robotics. And I don't think people will be driving out to see them. I think those will be at home, and it'll be a mix of, they can do regular things and also erotic skill sets. Now, when it comes to other things such as digital ID, control of the household by voice, predetermined, anticipated behaviors, and certain AI skill sets to recognize emergencies, for notifying authorities for either legal issues or medical issues, will also become more so automated. Instead of having to call 911 as they do in the States, it'll be more like what's the name of that service, OnStar, or it used to be, so maybe it still is OnStar, but if there's an accident in your car, they automatically will call services, and if they can locate you by GPS, then there you go. That's what's going to become available within the home. And I think Elon Musk will have some kind of involvement with that, as well as help the system as far as guidance and evolution. So there will be a lot of technocratic growth. The cars are going to become much more involved in information, speeding. I think all of that's going to become much more controlled. At least in the cities and on some highways that are within city limits. Once they get outside of that, I think the desire for the information on each and every vehicle's behavior will decrease, and you'll be able to be a little bit more free-minded on your how you behave, but there will still be some services, if you would not call, if you want to call them that, or controls that will be in place. That'll, unfortunately, they'll call it for your safety, but what it really is making sure you obey the laws. And a while ago, I mentioned something about justices being on the street, as in like the movie Judge Dredd. I still think that that is going to come. I can't guarantee that it will be humans as much as it may be some type of robotic humanoid that is walking the streets and there to keep the peace, not necessarily for enforcement of the law under duress or under situations that require a discernment for arrest, or for possibly for something that becomes dangerously like weapons and knives. But I think what will happen is that the first is that the humanoid robots that are going to be policing more and more often will be primarily for de-escalation. They will not be psychologists per se, but they'll definitely have the skill set to de-escalate. And then if it gets really bad, police officers that have a moral compass will be brought in. And that moral compass may be difficult for right now, for even for AI robots to comprehend those types of things. I think they can be sympathetic, perhaps even empathetic, but they may not be able to say, well, if that person killed the other person, and that other person has, you know, let's say it's a really complex situation, the robot may have a hard time deciphering the priorities of who should be, what the situation is, and therefore that's when they would have to step it up to a human being. Being a judge of that kind is, it will be very, very tricky, but I do think that that's going to come. These 15-minute cities, I think people are going to welcome that in, because there's a lot of people who would like to have their own domicile within a city and perhaps even work within the city. The problem with that is that there's a lot of fear that there's going to be the financial system will be credit-based instead of dollar-based, which has no ability to monitor whatever a person purchases. That's where the concern comes in. Cash, I think some people are frightened that that will be removed. I don't see cash being removed, but I do see it being an equal contender for the digital purchases. Most people who will use them will be using the digital because they're not concerned about if they're being monitored or not, because they have nothing to hide. As, you know, if you're going out grocery shopping for food for the next few days for your family, you'll probably use the digital system. But let's say you want to buy a gift for somebody and you want to keep it a secret, then you might pay cash. I don't see cash being removed from the system, but I, like I said, there could be a half and half type thing, or, you know, using a debit card, maybe like, oh, I don't want to use cash. So I would say that these cities with inside buildings will be coming, and most of the people are just going to say, hey, it sounds great. I'll have my own place. It'll be quiet and it'll be highly convenient. What is a concern with this is that some people will not want to live within the confines like a condominium. They would rather have grass and trees around them and perhaps wildlife around them as well. And I'm going to say that I don't see people being forced to live in these cities, but the opportunity will be great, and for many people they will accept the opportunity and say sure. The interesting thing about this is that in some cases I can see this, which is really interesting. The condominium which they would live in will not be their only source for a residence. They will have a secondary type of house. I wouldn't say it's a vacation house, but I'd say they have the opportunity to have a second house if they want one. And there'll be a myriad of different types of setups. One of those, I imagine, is something like what you would find on the atolls in the islands that are southwest of India, the atolls there. There's some luxury hotels that are there that have these huts, very advanced huts. I'm not talking just grass and that's it. No, they're a lot of money. But you walk on the road, or the wooden road that they built, or the pathway that goes, goes over the water to a line of huts or a circle, whatever design they use. What I'm seeing here is that those types of places will be available to be purchased, but instead of it being just a circle. It'll be multiple styles. Some of that are going to be over the water. Some of that are going to be under the water. And I've said that in a previous video, which I can find that, I'll upload that one, because that was a beautiful remote view of people living underwater with their cars as well underwater. The cars are not in the water, but they are under the surface for sure. And the different designs will be vast, and you know, there'll be houses that are offset but stacked above each other. You know, like maybe two or three houses high. So there's going to be a lot of different options besides just the 15-minute cities. The ironic thing about this is that I can see the amount of births. I see there being a lot of fear about people saying, hey, maybe we're only allowed to have one or two children. I don't see a restriction on how many children you can have. I don't see any restriction. I can see a number of houses having damn near five or six kids if they want. There's not going to be that much restriction. But, okay, so we'll leave that one alone because that's getting kind of muddled up in my mind. So then the problem goes back to the finances. How's that going to work? I'm going to explain what I keep seeing for what they say in the States, a dollar, what they say in Europe is the euro. I can't say it's gold, but seems like there's some gold color. But there's also this transparency to the, let's say, $20 bill. Gold tones here and there, and there's some transparency to it. None of the pictures that are coming from the original dollar would go over to the new one. Just wouldn't. It'll be a whole new design. I cannot tell you if Trump's picture will be on it or somebody else's, but I think on one of the notes, I think Trump's face will be on it. I don't know if it's the dollar, the 10, the 5, the 20, or the 100. I would imagine that the 100 might be the, when that comes out, that'll be where the Trump face goes, if there is one. By the way, at this point also, I do feel like at this point, technology will take a big jump. But that'll mostly be in transportation. So we'll see how that happens. All right, folks, that's about enough for me for this one. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it gave you some insight and some help. Talk with you in the next one.